2. Dear Carl, this is Saturday night. We always say Saturday night is our night to howl, but I don't feel much like howling tonight. I've had a little sickness. I think I told you that I had a bad headache Thursday, and then I was sick at my stomach, and then that turned into diarrhea. Friday, I was supposed to go to a coffee with Mary and Allie, but I was sick and couldn't make it. I spent most of the day in bed. When I say most of the day, I mean when I wasn't in bed, I was up and in the bathroom. But today I felt better, and this morning I got up and dressed. About all I did was write some letters. I wrote to Kit and Jones, to Pam and Al, to Fritz and Ruby, and to Tom and Elvira. Then this afternoon, about 4 o'clock, I walked over to the shopping center and picked up the shirts for the Golden Club. I didn't realize there were so many of them. I think a total of 37. But anyhow, I got them. And now my next problem will be getting them wrapped up and sent to you. I think I'll have to make about 2 packages out of them. They were real nice to me over at this store. They put them in a great big box, and then they asked me where my car was, and I told them I didn't have a car. And they said, well, we'll call a taxi cab for you because this is too heavy to carry. And I said, no, never mind, I can carry it. But when I got ready to leave the store, they told a boy to carry them over to the apartment for me, and so he did. They also gave me a 10% discount, which amounted to about $6, so we won't say anything about that, and I'll just use that to pay for the postage. I'm sure it'll cost about that much to send them. When I called Allie Robinson Friday morning and told her I couldn't go to the coffee because I was sick, she brought a book over for me to read. The Love Story. Now, I don't know why everybody's so excited about that. I read it in about 2 hours, and I didn't even like it. Last night, Mary called me and talked to me for about an hour. I was trying to tell her how sick I was, and of course she said, why don't you try Christian Science? She said that the jewelry store had called her and said that they had a 3-carat diamond in and they wanted her to come and look at it. So she asked me if I would go up with her. And I told her that I didn't think I was up to it. But I guess we'll go Monday and look at it. I can't imagine, excuse me, anyone wanting a 3-carat diamond. And I think I'd be a little bit leery about buying one out here from these Filipinos. I don't know. But anyhow, she said that Steve had sent her a tape and told her that if she liked it, to go ahead and buy it. Well, honey, it's getting late and I'm getting sleepy, so I think I'll say goodnight. I don't know why I should be sleepy. That's about all I've been doing for the past 2 days. But anyhow, I am. I just want to tell you that I love you with all my heart, and I hope everything is going well for you. And I'll talk some more to you tomorrow. Good night, Carly. I love you. Good morning, honey. This is Sunday, April the 25th. I feel pretty good this morning. In fact, I think I'm going to live. I just had my shower and shampooed my hair, and now I'll talk to you for a few minutes. I feel so good that I might bake a cake after a while. I've been wanting to bake this cake. It's a recipe that Bev Eckhart gave to me when we were out there for Christmas, and I have all the ingredients, so I think I might try it. I really don't have much news this morning, but I just wanted to say hi and tell you that I love you. Today is hand carry mail day, so Mary and I are going to meet over at the Rizal this afternoon, go to the movies, and then she will take my tape over to the village and give it to someone. I'm sure I can't finish out this tape, but I guess that doesn't make any difference. I haven't received any mail from you, but of course I haven't expected any. I do hope you're well, honey, and that you're happy, and just remember that I love you with all my heart. I miss you very much. Be good and take care of yourself. Goodbye, Carly. I love you. The 21st. I just finished eating my dinner. Had a couple of hot dogs. That's about all. Then I saw some kids out here flying a kite, so I came out on the balcony with my cup of coffee to watch them. But it's getting dark now, and they've left, so I thought, well, I'll just go in and get my tape recorder and talk to Carly for a little while. You might hear some traffic from the street below, but I can assure you that it won't be as noisy as your street there in Ventre. This afternoon, Helen came down to visit me. She wanted me to go to the hospital with her so she could get a new cast put on her arm. I told her that I couldn't go because I was going over to San Lorenzo Village to take your tape. But she said that she would drive me over there, so I went with her. You're going to be a little bit disappointed in that tape, I think, because I was reading a letter from Ruby to you, and it run out. I didn't realize it. But anyhow, later on, when I go in the house, I'll finish the letter to you. Honey, I don't know about Helen. I think I'm going to give up on her. She just keeps calling and coming down, and I just don't want to be unkind, so I think I'll just go along with her and be as nice as I can. I think she's lonesome. I don't know. She seems to get around pretty good, but she must like me because she keeps coming back. But anyhow, after we took the tape over, we went down to the hospital, and she couldn't wait for the doctor, so we came back, and now she wants me to go with her again tomorrow. This morning I went over and picked up my pictures. They turned out pretty good. I'll send you the
small ones they call the bonus, so you can see them. Then I went over to the store and ordered those shirts for your Golden Club. They said that they didn't have them there at the store, but they would be very happy to order them for me. And she said they would be in Saturday morning. I could come over and pick them up. So I'll pick them up Saturday, but I probably won't get them mailed until Monday or Tuesday of next week. Yesterday, I went to Sangley with Mary and Allie Robinson. Monday afternoon, the telephone rang. I answered it. This lady said, "Hello, Florence. You remember me?" And I said, "Well, I'm sorry. I don't recognize your voice." And she said, "Well, this is Allie Robinson." She said, "I took you to your apartment Sunday, and now I'm calling you up today. Just wondered if you'd like to go to Sangley with me." I said, "Well, I don't have anything to go for, but I'll go over for the ride and for lunch." She said that she would pick me up about 8:15, and then we'd drive by and pick Mary up. So the three of us went to Sangley. Had a very nice time. Didn't do too much shopping, but I enjoyed myself. We had a nice lunch. When I say we didn't do too much shopping, I should say I didn't do too much shopping. Mary and Allie did quite a bit because they were having a sale on everything over at the PX. But Crazy Mary bought herself a set of gold-colored silverware. She was showing it to me and said it was marked down $10. I said, "Well, Mary, I really don't need it because I have two sets at home." She said, "Well, I have two sets at home and I have a set out here, but I want a set of this gold." So she bought herself a set. What Mary wants, Mary gets, I guess. Well, honey, the mosquitoes are starting to bite me, so I guess I better go in the house. I'll do the dinner dishes, read the paper, and then I'll talk to you a little later on, okay? Now, honey, I will finish reading you Ruby's letter. I think I got to the part about her knee when the tape ran out. Anyhow, that's where I'll start. So she said, "I had to go to the doctor yesterday for this crazy knee of mine. Better today. And he told me he sure would be glad when he got Lou weaned from that cortisone, because with his diabetes, high blood pressure, and vessel trouble was enough to cope with in any infection without that medication keeping his blood in such disorder. The eye doctor can control Lou's eyes, so Dr. Wilcox wants him off that cortisone as soon as possible. He takes it every other day now, gradually getting away from it. I have a car spotted for me. It is another Rambler. Real nice and in good condition. Going over after supper and take a ride in it. I wanted a Mustang, but those darn things cost a fortune, even used ones. But I had good luck with that other Rambler, so can't kick, and I just need a car so often. I'm cleaning house. Slow but sure. Have the bathroom, back closet, and back bedroom done. Then my knee that I fell on a few years ago got to hurting and swelled up, and I could hardly walk, so had to go to doctor and get it taken care of. So today I haven't done a thing but take Fritz to work, get my hair done, and then stopped at Rosa Novak's and took a look at that car. Want to drive it, so we will go over after supper. It is a 66 classic one. Owner, no. It is a 66 classic. One owner has new tires, except the spare is old. It is neat and clean, but we must drive it first. May not want it then. Oh yes, 33,000 miles on it. We have more than that on our 70 Buick. Sorry you won't be home in August, but you will look good to us in November. I just knew they would open that package because you could hear that eye liquid when it was shaken. Those rats. Oh well, suppose they thought it was booze. All the family are well, or we would have heard, I'm sure. Saw Stubbs and Bob's a little bit Sunday when we went to see Mom. She was better again. That flu sure knocked the soup out of her. Vona hasn't had but about 5 good days all winter. Hope now, since spring is here, she gets better. Sis is doing fine. She gets out, goes someplace every day. Just wonderful how she does. Well, it is time to cook that old dead chicken, so better get at it. Take good care and have a nice time together. Love, Ruby and Fritz. P.S. Went over and tried the Rambler. It is nice, but they want more money than I feel we should pay. We'll just stay a one-car family. Boy, cars are sure expensive. Well, honey, that's the end of the letters. And it's almost time for the Carol Burnett Show. So I'll say goodnight and talk to you again tomorrow. I love you, Carly. I love you with all my heart. Good night, honey. Carl, June and Alma just came to visit me, and I think Alma would like to talk to you now.
Hello, Mr. Williams. How are you? June and I are here in your place, and though we did bring Renee and Ronald with us, so nice to see Mrs. Williams, and once in a while, well, I can see her. No, I just came from school, and so nice to so nice to come over and have a chat with her. I hope you're fine over at. I forgot your place now, Mrs. Williams. He's in Canto.
Quinoa.
In Quinoa. I'm sorry. I hope you're fine there, and with us here, well, we're fine, well and good. I think June is going to, you know, to say hello.
Hello, Ms. Williams. This is June. Good evening, and here we are again to Mrs. Williams' apartment together with Elma. I'm sorry we were not able to bring over the kids, you know, because Renee has cold. And Ronald, you know, it's quite late. At this moment, I hope you're enjoying lots of your time with regards to your job and everything. And I think no bombings is already occurred during this time. And, you know, I just picked up Elma from school, and we went and we came over immediately because it's getting late, and we bring some ripe mangoes to Mrs. Williams and watermelon. And I'm very eager and looking forward for your next arrival here in the Philippines, so we can be together and came to visit some places here together with Mrs. Williams. And I hope you will be more staying here in the Philippines more longer, as we what we expected for. And thank you again, and good night. Bye bye.
that was a nice surprise, wasn't it? And I'm sure that you enjoyed listening to your Filipino friends talk to you. I was a little surprised when they came tonight. June had called me a couple of days ago and said that they were coming over some night and bring me some mangoes and a watermelon. But the watermelon turned out to be a cantaloupe, but that's all right. They both look well and happy, and I guess Alma's busy with her work. She says she still likes it very much. I have been a little bit sick today. I don't know just what's wrong, but I woke up this morning about 4 o'clock with a terrible headache. So I got up and took a couple of aspirin, went back to bed. Then I woke up again about 6 and didn't feel too well, so I went back to sleep. The next thing I knew, it was 8:20 and Paulina was trying to get in. But I got up and just kind of moped around, and then about 1 o'clock I took some Bromo Seltzer, went back to bed, and slept until 4:30. Then when I got up, I had an upset stomach. I had to vomit. So I got that taken care of. Then I had diarrhea. So maybe I got one of those old Vietnamese bugs in me. I don't know. But I'm sure I'll be all right tomorrow. This afternoon, while I was taking my nap, Allie Robinson called. Pauline told her I was asleep, so she asked Paulina to have me call her back. So I did about 5:30. And she wanted to know if I would go to a coffee with her over at Mrs. Niblock's tomorrow morning. All the aid wives were invited, but I hadn't planned on going. Mrs. Niblock is the mission director's wife, and she's giving this coffee for the women that are leaving in May, June, and July, I think. So I guess maybe I'll go. I hadn't really wanted to, but maybe I should. Then after June and Alma left, Mary called. We had a big, long conversation, about an hour, I guess. And she said that she would like to go to the coffee, so I guess the three of us will get together tomorrow morning and go. Honey, this looks like the end of the tape, so I'll say good night. I don't want to run out like I did the other night. So I'll say good night, and then I'll turn the tape over, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. I love you, Carly, and I hope you're happy, and I hope you're being nice to everyone and wearing a big smile on your face. All those things that I've told you to do. Be kind to everyone, and everybody